Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. What you're going to after your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Ah, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I just feel a praise down in my spirit. On today, you were listening to God Wants to Hear from You by Pastor Samuel Blakes out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen. God wants to hear from us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And how many of us take the time, hallelujah, for God to just talk with us? And it's good to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Hallelujah. He'll hear your faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. But there comes a time when you have to wait. Hallelujah. You have to be led of God's Spirit. Amen. You have to be led of God's Spirit. Glory to God. And you have to know in this day that we're living in, who are we communicating with? Amen. So I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I pray that you had a blessed weekend. I pray, hallelujah, that all is well at your home, all is well in your spirit, man, and all is well with your family and your loved ones. Amen, amen. We greet you again in the matchless, wonderful, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful today to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I was seeking God and asking God, Lord, what can you talk about on this week? Hallelujah. And how many know that if we're not led of God's Spirit, we can be led of something else? Amen. So I say, Lord, what can we talk about today? And we say, be led of the Spirit. Glory to God. And that's what we're going to try in earnest to convey to our listening audience on today. We're just going to open up. I don't see anyone on the line as of yet, and I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into the word on this afternoon. Amen, amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, rather, and we just want to tell you thank you, God. Once again, God, we want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to be in the land of the living, for giving us the privilege, hallelujah, and the opportunity to get on Blog Talk Radio and to impart a word to your precious people. Lord God, we know that we can do nothing without you, God. Without you, we would fail. Lord God, we ask you to anoint these lips of clay on this afternoon, God, and give us a word to speak to your people, Lord God. Let us decrease and let you increase. Lord God, let us speak only what you would have us to speak. And those that may be calling in later, God, we ask you to impart a word, God, that would encourage their heart, a word, hallelujah, that would inspire them, a word that would enhance what they're going through, a word, God, that would empower them to know that nothing, hallelujah, nothing is done happenstancely, hallelujah, but it's all directed and it's all ordered by you. Lord God, we ask you to order our steps on today, God. Oh, God, give us a mind to continue to pursue you. Give us a mind to continue to be led of your Spirit. Give us a mind, Lord God, to exhibit and demonstrate love everywhere we go. But love is an action word, God, and we want to act upon your word. We want to act upon what you instruct us to do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll say thank you, and we'll be forever grateful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. I thank God today. Hallelujah. Our destiny focus this week is be led of the Spirit. Be led of the Spirit. How many know that sometimes we can be led of other things? Amen. And sometimes there are other voices speaking, and it's not the Spirit of God. Amen. It's not the Spirit that God would allow, that God would give us to just order and direct us. Today we're going to be talking about that today. Hallelujah. I taught a lesson in the prophetic, in Pastor Gloria's prophetic prayer retreat. Amen. And the theme of that particular prophetic retreat, prayer retreat, was iron sharpening iron. Amen. And we talked about being led of God by God, not our emotions. And that's what we want to briefly discuss on today, being led by the Spirit, being led of the Spirit. Amen. And not being led of something other than God's Spirit. Amen. When we look at the word led, amen, we, you know, that comes out of lead. Amen. Lead is a verb. Is led is a verb. It's the past tense, and lead is doing the former, which is now. And it means to go before or with to show the way, to conduct by holding and guiding, to influence or induce, amen, to guide in direction, course, action, opinion, to conduct, amen, to command or direct, being led. In Romans 8 and 14 say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. And that is our key scripture focus today. Romans 8, 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What are you saying today, Pastor Bernard? Amen. What are you saying today, Pastor Bernard? Many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's coming to you from Romans 8, 14. But let us just go up a little bit. And we're going to go up to let's start with verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Verse 13 say, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live, glory to God. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Galatians 5, 16 and 17 say, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led again of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now listen at what Jeremiah 17:9 says. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So guess what? The Bible also admonishes us that when we would do good, evil is always present. So let's read Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. We're going to be reading a little bit today. Amen. And it says, and you have ye quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. One time we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, amen, we're reading Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So we can't rely on emotions to lead us. We have to rely upon the Spirit God. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, God's word gives us wisdom to know right from wrong and to keep our thoughts and our attitudes in control. We have to keep our thoughts and our attitudes in control. Our scripture verse that we always open up with is in Romans 12:1-2, and it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In verse 2 saying, be not conformed to this word, to this world, but be ye transformed, hallelujah, changed by the renewing of our mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, how can we do that if we're not being led of the Spirit? How can we do that if we allow our emotions to just take complete control? The Bible says, be ye led of the Spirit, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. We can't be moved by every wind of doctrine. We have to stand on God's word. Amen. And if we don't know, glory to God, the Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. We have to be diligent in our pursuit of the Spirit of God. We can't just be moved by every wind of doctrine. And I say that, people of God, because some of us take some of the scriptures out of context. Amen. And we have our own scriptures. We have our own Bible. Amen. And whatever our mind interprets and whatever our mind comprehends, that's what we led off. But this scripture today says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Amen. As we begin, glory to God, to look at scripture, it also reminds us that we have to be governed by God's word. It's not about how I feel. Because if I go on what I feel, I may not even ever come on this line. Because guess what? I may not feel like coming on the line. I may not feel like fellowshipping. I may not be moved to do what God said do. Amen. Sometimes we're moved on our emotions. Amen. And our emotions are not what governs the word of God. Amen. Emotions can be misleading. Glory to God. Amen. As I begin to look at this, and I say, Lord, now, what are we saying here? What are we saying here? Okay, then I go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 10 through 14, it says, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And I'm going to read all the way down to verse 16. But the natural man, listen, the natural man, what is that spiritual man? That fleshly man, it receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. We have to be able to spiritually discern some things. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. To those in the world, truths are revealed by the Spirit. That sounds foolish. That sounds like foolishness. Only spiritual people can understand the things of the Spirit. And even sometimes, it's very difficult for spiritual people to do. So I can tell you that when you're truly being led by the Spirit, your head can have a hard time understanding what God's doing, because it often seems pretty unreasonable. It was unreasonable. It seemed unreasonable to me when the Lord started dealing with me in 2013 about returning home to New Orleans, and Evangelist Josh was on the line. Amen. And I tell you, I said, Lord, why would God send me back to a place, even though this was home, and everybody loved their home where they were born, where they were birthed, where they grew and interacted with family and friends on a daily basis. Amen. But when tragedy strikes, oh, God, he'll help me today, Jesus. When tragedy strike, amen, the love and the familiarity and the sincereness that you felt about that place, it's tainted now. It's tainted now. Why? Because you have experienced a tragedy in a place that you loved, in a place that was very dear to you, in a place where all your immediate and extended family is. Now you begin to detest that place. And when the Lord began to deal with me in 2013, I couldn't understand it, Evangelist Joshua. And I was I really had the mind of Jonah. I wanted to run, but how many know that when Jonah ran, glory to God, he was running from God, but God had already prepared a place to preserve him. You might say, well, how was he preserved when he found himself in the belly of the whale? He found himself in the belly of the whale where God was able to get his attention. Be led of the Spirit, people. And so because I know that obedience is better than sacrifice, I had to seek the Lord day in and day out. I had to seek God. I said, now, Lord, you are telling me to go and return back to this place. I can't do it. I lost two children in a matter of 4 days. My son shot and murdered a man on Thursday. And 4 days later on Monday, I get a call and was told that my daughter's boyfriend had shot and killed her. And Lord, you all sent me to return. I've been gone 30 years. 30 years. I had to raise my grandchildren, my daughter's children, outside of New Orleans. Hallelujah. And many people were, you love California? Yes, I love California. It was a place that God gave me an opportunity to escape. It was a place that God gave me an opportunity to become saved. It was a place where I gave my life to the Lord. I repented of my sins, and God filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and I began to walk in the Spirit of God. Amen. I was being led of God. Today I'm trying to admonish somebody to be led of God, not of your own accord, but of God. Glory to God. And quit listening to these seducing spirits. There are some seducing spirits. Hallelujah. They have come to deceive us. So I sought the Lord for almost a year. Hallelujah. And then the Lord began to start closing doors. Amen. He started closing doors. Amen. Because he said, I'm closing these doors because I have given you a command. I have ordered you to leave California and return to New Orleans. And I found myself downsizing from a four-bedroom house to a two-bedroom apartment. Three of the girls were gone. Well, two of them were gone, and only three were gone. Okay, so I only had Nino and Rayel. Amen. And then after that, I found myself having to leave there after I sold all my furniture, having to leave there, and I went and stayed in Sacramento for about 3 months. Then I came back and stayed a month or two by my niece. And then the Lord said, now, I've told you to go. I can make it, you can make it easy for yourself, or you can make it hard. I'm talking today about being led of God's Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. And let me just drop down as I'm beginning to just talk about this thing the Lord has just given me what to say in this hour. Amen. If you turn to 2 Timothy, God, hallelujah. I'm talking about being led of God's Spirit today. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. And as you begin to look at this particular passage of Scripture, you're going to see, glory to God, that if we're not led of God's Spirit, there's some other fleshly attributes that is in the world, and that they can become us if we're not led of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, did I know, Evangelist Joshua, what would await me in New Orleans? I came back, I was so full of zeal, I wanted to just, all I ever wanted to do was serve God in the beauty of holiness. All I ever wanted to do was to unite people, hallelujah, be in the midst of a people that loved God, be in the midst of a people that loved one another. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible says that there's envy and strife, there's ever evil working. I don't want to be anywhere where there's envy and strife. Hallelujah. I had to resign from a prestigious position, Secretary of the California and Western States Council. And yes, I see it. Hallelujah. This was my experience. And guess what? Can't nobody talk about your experience and bothering you. Who had to resign? And these were sanctified. Well, I thought they was. Hallelujah. But when you get into your flesh and you're no longer led of God's Spirit, you're led of another spirit, you're going to do what this flesh mandates. And the flesh only mandates what it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing fleshly about being led of the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Still is no spirit. The Bible said, try and praise God. Try the Spirit and see if there be of God. Glory to God. You have to try these spirits. If you don't, amen, you'll be led of something else. Quit being so quick, hallelujah, to one word, and I want a word from this one and that one. Hallelujah. If you search these scriptures, if you get in your Bible and you see God, hallelujah, glory to God, he'll give you a word. He'll give you directions. Hallelujah. The Bible says the steps on 37:30, it said the steps of a good man. Hallelujah. I won't quote and be the misquote the scripture. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3. When you're not being led of the Spirit, then you're being led of something else. And I'm going to call on Evangelist Joshua, if she's able to just talk a little bit, because I'm not God. This is just what God gave me, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Amen. It says, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, it says, this know also, that in the last days, how many know we're living in the last days? Perilous times shall come. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? In the last days, perilous. Perilous times shall come. What are you saying? Perilous. Perilous times. What is that word? Perilous. Perilous times. What does that mean? Grieve times. Dangerous times. Amen. We're going to be confronted with all manner of evil. Hallelujah. We're going to be confronted with things that only the Bible warns us of. We're going to be exposed to injury. We're going to be exposed to loss. There's going to be grave destruction. There's going to be danger on every end. And we're seeing that today. We're seeing a society, hallelujah, crumble up right before our eyes. We're seeing evil, wicked men that have been exalted, and they're in high places. Glory to God, man leading the nation, done all kind of damnable things, and still, hallelujah, reigning and ruling. Glory to God, being led of God's Spirit today, people of God. Hallelujah. He said, perilous times shall come. Glory to God. Listen, there's 20, I counted 20, it said 19, but I think I counted 20. 20, these are all works of the flesh. If we're not being led of God's Spirit, we're going to be doing these things. It says verse 2, 2 Timothy 3, it's verse 2, I'm at verse 2, it says, for men, Evangelist Joshua, Minister Aaron, hallelujah, shall be lovers of their own selves. Being lovers of their own selves. Number 2, covetous. 3, boasters. 4, proud. 5, blasphemers. And I can't get into all of this, but I'm just saying these are the works of the flesh when you are made of God's Spirit. I said 5 was blasphemers. 6, disobedient to parents. 7, unthankful. 8, unholy. 9, without natural affection. 10, truth breakers. 11, false accusers. 12, incontinent. 13, fierce. 14, despisers of those that are good. 15, traitors. 16, headed. 17, high-minded. 18, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 19, having a form of godliness. That's 19, but it could be 20. But denying. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such From such, Timothy tells us, turn away. Hallelujah. If you're not being led of God, these are the things that's going to, these are the things that's going to manifest in your life. For such, turn away. He said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive. Listen, hear that word again, lead captive. If you're not led of God, you're going to be led captive. Silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Many different lusts. All of those are divers lusts that we described above. Ever learning, listen what the Bible says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The scriptures say iron sharpened iron. So that's what we should be doing. We should be strengthening each other as we are led by the Spirit of God. Strengthening each other, not tearing one another down. That don't mean that we're not going to, that doesn't mean that we won't have any difficulties. We won't be in disagreement sometimes. But we can disagree, but not, hallelujah, not be in disagreement. We just disagree. But when you're in disagreement, then you done threw up your hands. You don't want to hear no more. You know how we say, oh, forget it. That's not the right spirit. We can't say forget it. That's why the Bible admonishes us. When you know your brother have an ought against you, go to him. Hallelujah. And if he don't hear you, then you know what? You go get another brother or sister. And you try to get that thing right. You don't have to go to the pastor. But we so quick to go to the pastor first, Evangelist Joshua. Hallelujah. We don't want to do it to one another. We don't want to do it like the Bible says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being led of God's Spirit. I am determined in this season. As I close, that's all I have. That's all God gave me. Hallelujah. That I am determined to follow God. I am determined, hallelujah, to try with everything in me to live peaceably with all men. Hallelujah. And the peace of God is surpassing all understanding. Glory to God. It ain't worth it. I live too long. 6.5 decades. Hallelujah. And I'm going to lose it because I don't like you. I'm going to lose it. Hallelujah. Because you and I can't see eye to eye. No. I can't do that. Wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. And that's what we should be seeking. We should be seeking wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be led of God's Spirit. I have some other scriptures here, but I'm not going to get into all of that. I just wanted to just give you what thus say the Lord, and he put it in my spirit today to be led of the Spirit. Be led of the Spirit. I don't go everywhere. I'm in a new place. I don't know much about I don't know much about Texas. Hallelujah. No, I don't. Glory to God. So I don't go to all of these churches. And even when I'm led to go, hallelujah, I'm careful of what I digest. I'm careful of what I eat. Glory to God. Because some of these things can contaminate your spirit, can taint your spirit. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Everybody that's wearing a title is not walking and is not being led of God's Spirit. Glory to God. Being led of the Spirit. Glory to God. Some people speak in tongues and don't even have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, they speak in a tongue, but it ain't the Holy Ghost. Huh? He said, these signs shall follow them that believe, Evangelist Joshua. These signs shall follow them that believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to open up, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm opening up the lines right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see my friend. Hallelujah. She and I have been friends since I met her. We've never had any fallout. Hallelujah. We ain't never had, I don't even think there was a time where we even disagreed about something. Now, that's love. That's not only love. Guess what? That's God's love. That's God's love. Amen. Being led of God's Spirit. The Bible admonished me also, guess what? To know them. Know them that labor among you. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. My sheep, they know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Glory to God. God bless you, Evangelist Joshua. Come on and jump over here.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm not feeling the best today.
You're not
but
feeling
you know,
the
I,
best.
No, but I thank the Lord I was able to come on in here. It really helped me a lot to hear the word of God. And you know, I often think of when I told you I seen you, we were walking together, and you went one way, and I went another. And then I think later on the Lord showed me you reaching from somewhere else and taking your sister with you. Remember, I told you about that. And
yes, you did.
And so, you know, the Lord, he leads us, Evangelist Bernard. But sometimes the ways that we want to go, he takes us. I thought about Elijah when Elijah was up in ran up in the cave. I think sometimes he allows us to go and get by ourselves so he can show us strength that we have in him, where he's able to talk to us because we're just, you know, we're not hearing what he's saying. And anytime you're led of God, you're going to suffer some kind. There's going to be some kind of opposition. Some kind of trouble. But God, whatever his purpose is, it's going to be fulfilled. And you know what? I tell you that you know, you have to just wait on. Sometimes he wants us. And we say, how did I get here in this? I'm just using Texas. Here in Texas, and I'm here, and Lord, I'm not my churches. Where's my churches? And he just said, well, that's a standstill, because sometimes God puts us there while he prepares other things for us. It's not that he can't move us right away, but sometimes he's trying to get our minds in a certain place. And we have to wait on him. But, you know, I thank the Lord. That was a good, a very good lesson. You were talking about the day we live in. If it ever was a time that we need to take our eyes off of, you know, I listened to some of the things you were going through, the numbers of the different spirits that people would have and attitudes. And I said, you know, a lot of those are speaking to the church. Because sometimes, especially when they said they had a form of godliness.
Form of godliness.
But they deny the power.
Denying the power. My God.
And there's so many people now that saying they're Christians, and they're saying, they call themselves Christians. And you don't hear people talking about saints as much. You know, and the saints this and the saints
that's
that.
A byword. It's almost extinct now, Evangelist Joshua. Go ahead. You don't hear people saying the word saint. That's all we knew when we came in. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we addressed each other. Yes. We didn't call ourselves.
That's how we addressed each other.
We
that's
said,
right.
We,
come
we,
on,
the
Evangelist
saint.
Joshua.
The saints. And we said brother and sister, you know. And not only that, we all were just about, you didn't find all these independent things.
Come on.
Everybody, you have an independent, I'm over here where God is my, my. If I need counsel, God counsel me. But he said, listen, he said, first apostle. Didn't he say first apostles?
Yes.
Well, he said that they call it a fivefold ministry, but that ain't it. He let you know the foundation was laid with the apostles. Then he goes on down to the prophets, and he let
come
you know
on.
That there was a time after the foundation. Of and you can verify it with Bible after the foundation of the apostles in John 17th chapter, Jesus is praying to his Father and he's saying, listen, he said, you gave me these men, he said, they were yours, if thou gavest them to me, he said, they and yours was thine and thine are mine, and he
come
went,
on.
And he goes on and talks about. Then they said prophets. They said, now listen, there are there is prophecy, but John was supposed to be, as far as the Bible says, that he came in the spirit of the prophet Elijah. So that was supposed to be the last. Then it was said it was the evangelist, and we know that. Jesus said, when I'm up, you're going to be witnesses unto me. He's
all
talking
right.
to the 12. Talking to the 12. He said, you're going to be witnesses unto me. He said, and he started naming in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and he goes on. Then he said there'd be pastors and teachers. And if you notice, after that, he don't say, and then there's going to be something else. He left us with pastors and teachers, and they're supposed to be teaching and preaching the same thing that was delivered unto the apostle. When he prayed in the 17th chapter, he said, and bless them that will believe on me through their words. Through their words. And what I'm getting to is that we as a church at this time and this hour, it has come down to save yourself.
Save yourself.
From an untoward generation. This generation is doing everything that you named, evangelist and pastor Bernard, they are doing everything that you name, and they're doing it and calling themselves Christian and know it's wrong. They're allowing everything now. But the Bible tells us, say, seek the old path. And when you find it, walk therein. Walk therein. Seek the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We can't allow no one. We can't allow anybody, any circumstance to change us from what we know to be right. We know. We can't say, well, I didn't know because I didn't have a pastor.
Right.
I was over here. No.
Hallelujah.
He left the word so we could all search it out for ourselves. He says, search the scripture. He told us, see where you're standing at. For yourself. You just search it and see where you're standing at. And that doesn't mean we don't need to have a pastor. It doesn't mean that.
That's
no,
right.
We still, well, because he said pastors and teachers.
Yes.
Pastors and teachers. So they are there for a reason. But you know what? Don't you be discouraged. Because if you read back, he always sent somebody out. Abraham, get up from here and leave your people.
Yes.
And go to a place that I said. Joseph. Joseph, I'll throw you in this pit. And you, next thing you know, you'll be up in Egypt all by yourself. David, I'll pull you from your brothers and sisters and you'll run in the wilderness away from your people.
Lord.
You'll have other people.
Hallelujah.
Didn't he show you other people coming to you?
Yes.
Pastor Bernard, didn't he show you other people?
What
mighty men God and women God will put around you. But get up from here, David. No, you ain't going to sit here. I'll send him after you. I'll send this king after you. So you'll run in the wilderness. You'll be alone.
Yes, God.
You'll listen to me. But when you come out of this, you can say,
hallelujah,
I look to the hills from which comes my help. You'll be able to say, the Lord is my shield and my buckler. Who shall I fear?
You'll be able to say,
the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You'll be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not fear. Hallelujah. You'll be able to say that he that abides in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I'll abide there. I'll abide in the shadow. And he will lead. So that's, don't get discouraged. But that's the way it's always been. Even Jesus. Jesus said, he said, the foxes, he said, they got somewhere to hide. He said, where does the Son of Man have to lay his head? When they took him, he said, where they all ran and left him alone. So see, so sometimes God in his leading, it's not all the way like we see on TV or read in a book or anything like that. God moves in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Serious way.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Bible says his
Hallelujah.
Wonders do perform. It is going to accomplish what he wants it to accomplish. I hope my voice can be scratchy, Sister Bernard. I hope my voice went too scratchy. But praise
the
Lord.
Your voice is good.
Pastor Bernard.
Hallelujah.
I love
your voice is good. We can hear you. Hallelujah. And it's clear, and you have spoken under the anointing. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. A voice that is still crying, hallelujah. Still decreeing and declaring the word of God. Thank you, Evangelist Joshua. Hallelujah. And see, this is what we need. We need teaching more than anything. Amen. Folks want to be, you know, the Bible said, lay hands on new man suddenly. Hallelujah. Don't let everybody lay their hands on you. Hallelujah. The spirits are transformable. They're transformable. Glory to God. And you don't know what's being transformed. You find yourself acting unseemly. You were trying to figure out, well, what's going to happen? You let somebody lay their hands on you. Glory to God. So today, the day we live in, you guys are just when you say something else. Just save yourself from this untoward generation. Amen.
I see my
cousin, hallelujah, Minister Aaron is on the line. Let me go to him, and that's all we have on the line. And I'm going to get on off here and go and get these kids, and hallelujah, I'm just going to let this woman marinate in my spirit. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we're not as strong as we think we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, you can wake up feeling good and wonderful and pleasant and all those good things. And when you look throughout your day, hey, some kind of way you can have some interaction, and it changes your mood, Evangelist Joshua. And you wonder, you said, I was just at peace a moment ago, and it don't take but you to get in that car and nut my cut and fight you or something, and your whole spirit changes.
Yep.
Your whole spirit changes. And that's why I pray every day, Lord, order my steps. Take me through the dangerous highway.
That's right. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Remove the obstacles.
Hallelujah.
Keep my mind together. Hallelujah. Because you don't know when you leave out your house, you're not guaranteed to come back. Hallelujah. There's all kinds of evils in the world. Amen. You got to interact with some of these folks. Sometimes these racists and, mean and, angry. These people are angry. We're dealing with some angry people today. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go to Minister Aaron. God bless you, Aaron. If that's you.
Praise the Lord.
Glory
that was powerful. I don't know. Oh, Evangelist, you're talking about, she was talking good, too. You're right. What it is she's right about, and you're right, too, Evangelist Adrian, about, we got to say, you got to get yourself right. What it is, the devil done attacked so many people. It is a lot of people saying they save in the church. But what it is, it's your thing. It's like this music back in the world. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. That's what's happening now. It is your thing. It's do what you want to do. And everybody calling themselves a Christian. I was out of town with my pastor Sunday in Detroit, and the man was preaching about, he said, you got to be careful nowadays with the people that, he said, the devil can speak in tongues too. He said, and people can lay hands that ain't even called, can, and lay hands on it. But the thing is, he was dealing with, we got to get ourselves together. We do got to save ourselves. My father used to say it before he died, Bishop Singleton, the presiding bishop of Pentecostal Apostolic Church. He used to always say, you got to save yourself from this whole generation.
That's right.
It's time to get right with God. There's so many people coming out, calling themselves a Christian and living any kind of way, and know they missing the scriptures in the Bible. Some things you got to repent, as a lot of people's not repenting of their sin and getting baptized. They not repenting. They ain't doing nothing. They still doing the same thing, going out here doing what you want. It's all right to wear this. If you're going to change from the world, and you can't be in the church wearing earrings. I'm not trying to diss people with earrings. I'm talking about doing what they want to do, and then these pastors allowing them to do it. They letting them do it.
All right, now.
Don't care about that. Like, it's all right to do this. It's all right to do it. You got more sissies in a whole bunch of them out there doing their thing and talking about, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, don't bother them, don't do this. No, you got... It's all about the truth. It's all about living right for God,
for Jesus Christ.
But we don't do that.
Brother.
We trying to do what we want to do. What it is, they missing the scriptures in the Bible. They not talking about repenting. They ain't talking about you got to be baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. They not.
Amen.
Some of them talking about that, and some of them not. But a lot of them ain't repenting, and they sin. They still doing the same thing. They trying to act like they so in the church. And I'm talking about everybody's calling it. Everybody, born again Christians, they all talking about, I'm saved. I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm this and that. Let me pray for you. You're lying wonder. They said, try the Spirit is it of God. You're lying wonder. It ain't coming to pass. How can God save people that's in the world, deeply in the world, and then you bring them in the church, and then you letting them do, they ain't even in the church for about 2 or 3 weeks, ain't even right. And then you want them to all work in the ministry, working this, working that. Don't do that. It don't take all that. Yes, it do take all that. If Jesus had to go through it, and we ain't suffered nothing like Jesus, if he had to go through it, what you think we got to do? Ain't no different. But I just want to say that, but I want to say this, God had to take me through some things. Now I see what God is doing for me. He had to take me from my family, take me some places. Now I see what he wants. At first, I couldn't see it. I was clogged up. My mind was messed up. Thought I knew. Thought I seen it. But when God want to get the glory out of you, and when you chosen by God, he deal with the ones that's chosen by Gabosha. When you chosen by God, them the ones he deal with hard. Just like
Hallelujah.
In the Bible, like you was talking about with Joseph, Moses,
yes.
His father dealt with Moses and dealt with Joseph,
yes,
dealt
yes,
with
yes.
David. They ain't no different than we are. They
yes.
was human like we are, but we don't see the Bible like we see it. We read
Hallelujah.
It, but we don't really have an understanding what the Bible's talking about in these last evil days. People don't believe miracles. People don't believe God can do this. It can come to pass. You got to believe it and trust him. But he chases,
yes.
and I ain't going to hold up. He chases the one he loves. The ones he loves is the ones he rebukes. Get to them the one. See, but you know what the Lord showed me when y'all was talking? The Lord showed me that who's going to be the true Christian come up for God? Who's
right
the next
now.
True Christian? We dealing now. I told my cousin before from last year, I told her, you're going to have this broadcast. This next one you're going to have. You're going to have all kind of people that's real. God's going to bring a generation of people that's real, that's going to stand up
Hallelujah.
For Christ, that's going to take, don't matter what folks say, this line is going to be a lot of different people coming on. It's going to be some people that's anointed, people that have been hurt by other people, churches, that people that did folks for God. I'm just feel that in my spirit to speak about. I don't care if I'm hurting people's feelings and they hear about this, but God is bringing the true Christians online. People
that's
tired.
Gotta take a
people
stand.
Is tired. Time is winding up, and
yes,
people
is
tired. And it's time God's bringing some people on here that have been whipped.
Just the year in the head.
Been whipped by people, not God. Been whipped by people. God been told them to leave, but they never did it. But they've been whipped. Now they're getting on the line because they need some help. And God is bringing people to come your way, evangelist. Bernard, I'm going to call you pastor because you're going to be a pastor soon. God is going to move in that direction for you, evangelist. I'm just being real. But this is the time that we're living in, the last and evil days, and he's bringing the right people at the right time to come on, because you got so many, a lot of these artists, gospel artists, all that ain't right, doing what they want to do, except in China. But the thing is, and I'm going to say this, and I'm finna get off, the thing is, what God are you serving? Are you serving Jesus, or are you serving the devil? That's the one you got to watch out. What God are you serving? Can't be from Jesus because he's got his, Jesus got
Real
his
God.
People handpicked. It can't be from Jesus because Jesus got his people handpicked. The true handpicked one. I'm talking about the ones that really want to stand up for Christ. I ain't talking about the dad or do. See, the devil got the dad or do people. The ones that call themselves a Christian and want to, it's all right to do this. It's all right to be like this. It ain't. Because when I'm telling you the truth, you want to get an attitude, want to get mad and get upset. But the truth going to set you free.
He led
That's
him
all
down.
I can say. Stop the madness.
Stop the madness. I hear. Well, God bless
Stop
you
the
all.
Madness.
I thank God for this word on the day. It has certainly encouraged my heart. And I tell you, I feel so much better. I feel a little bit lighter. Amen. Just hearing Evangelist Joshua come on and then seeing you, Aaron, you know, we got to build up again. And I'm on this Wednesday and Thursday, and the Lord is going to bless. You know, I'm not discouraged. You know, I didn't feel too good in my body today, but I knew I had to get on this line. I've been mandated to get on this line, and I have to regardless. So, you know, they were healed as they went. So as I signed on the day, amen, God started working through my body. Amen.
Yeah.
My physical man. So I'm strengthened today.
I got somebody you might want to hear from, Lance, because he's from Jamaica. She's dangerous. Dangerous. And then it's from Hanukkah. See, ain't no joke. I'm telling you right now. I'm not playing, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all
we'll
need to hear from
Aaron,
her if you can get her.
I'm going to go on and close on out. You can close on out with the word of prayer for us, Aaron, and we're going to close on out. We'll be back on the line tomorrow. I'm talking with someone about coming on tomorrow and on Thursday. So tune in.
Okay.
Amen. Close us on out with a word of prayer.
Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for this prayer, my
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Blessing my cousin to teach the word, God. Bind every stronghold,
thank
Father.
You,
bless from the evangelist, oh God. Help us right now, God. When we get off this word, get off this thing, God. Open this broadcast that it be bring all kind of souls, God. First people that need the right ones that's going to be by her side, God. Open the day up for the day, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And I thank you for living the little stuff on me in my life. But without you, I can't do nothing, Lord God. I see a breakthrough miracle finna happen this week, God, and I praise you and I thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right. Love you.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you. See you on tomorrow. Have a blessed and beautiful day in Jesus' name.